Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, owner and founder of The Coach Jenny. I am here to teach you how to live empowered by crushing that self-doubt. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting with you? I'm not going to lie. It is 11:30 Thursday night, and I'm recording a podcast. I don't even know what to say right now. Just being completely transparent, I am holding everything, holding it all, and trying to make everything make sense. And I think I'm doing it. So, if you've been following along and listening to podcasts, following me on social media at Instagram is at the.coach.jenny, or Facebook is Jenny Jordan. Follow me on social media and you can watch some of the videos over the last couple weeks, months, and learn what's going on in my life. But right now, I'm a hot mess. I seriously just got out of the shower and I was like, fuck, I need to record this podcast. And I was going to try to do it when I'm sitting watching my mom in hospice, but I try to make things super calm when I'm sitting with her because I don't want to stimulate her brain. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to record this before I go to bed. So this is kind of what's going on. My mom has, she is in hospice care. My mom has pancreatic cancer. It's been a little over a year and it came to the point that she needed more care than what dad and I could provide her in the home. So a few days ago, we had to call in home hospice and tell them that we couldn't care for her anymore because mom was just super intense, extremely agitated, very aggressive, and just too much for dad and I. Dad and I were up for like days and days and days just trying to help mom be calm and relax, and just mom doesn't understand what's going on anymore, and it's just the cancer is just taking over everything, and it's a bummer. You know, it's your parent. You know, you want your parents to be happy and healthy, and it's crazy. You know, someone said to me, would you rather have one of your parents suddenly die of a heart attack or what you're dealing with? And I'm like, man, it's tough. You know, at least I get to spend time with my mom, but this is not my mom right now. Like, my mom has left the building like a few weeks ago. So, and it's now to the point that it's extremely traumatizing. And I think I need therapy. Like, legit need to sign up for counseling therapy. So, if someone's out there listening and you know of a good therapist, even though that I am one, I need a therapist, girl, hook me up. But dad and I has just been sitting there and just watching the shit show. And it's terrible. It's like, you know, do you not go and visit and watch your mom, or you stay at home and wonder? And it's that moral dilemma. Like, what do you do? And I don't know. I've been through this with my grandparents, and you know, I was able to go home at night and know that somebody was there taking care of them. And, but man, it's your parent. It is your parent. These are the people that raised you, and these are the people that wiped your ass and picked you up. Excuse me. When, you scraped a knee and stuff like that, but this fucking sucks. That's all I gotta say. So, I pretty much do like the daytime shift. I go from like 10 to like 6 p.m. and my dad comes over around 4:35, and then he stays from like 5 to 8. But he pretty much texted me at 6 and he's like, Jenna, today's the day. And I was like, awesome. He's like, it is not good. Today's the day. And I was like, all right, daddy, I'll be over. And he's like, no, don't come. I don't want you to come. It's bad. And I was like, okay, I'm not leaving my dad there with this going on, because that's traumatizing. Like, my dad's got to drive home. He's almost 80 years old. Like, oh, no, no, no. So I drive over there, and then, like, she calms down, mom calms down, and it's like, really? Like, really? So sometimes I think my mom's getting the last laugh at this. So, like, love you, mom. Love you, mom. But this is traumatizing. So, what the funny part is, Dad and I have a great relationship. I am definitely Daddy's little girl, and my brother is mama's boy. And so my dad and I are now at the stage of humor with this whole process, because if you don't laugh, you cry. But we just are talking about family, picnics and the parades that we've been in, and vacations and things that we're going to do together, and vacations that we're going on together, and car shows and all these fun things that we're doing, teaching him how to use his iPhone. And, you know, my dad's like, he's truly 79 years old, just turned 79 this month. And he has an iPhone, and teaching him how to do things. So he is elated because he learned about Siri. And he's like, Siri's like Amazon, right? And I was like, well, kind of, but not really. And I was like, well, you ask her questions and she can help you. So Dad has Siri, and he says, Siri, turn on the torch. And I was like, what the hell is the torch? And the flashlight comes on, and he thinks this is the funniest thing. And he starts laughing. He's like, Jenna, look, the flashlight came on. It's the torch. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're delirious, Dad. Like, we've been maybe huffing this pain meds for like way too long. I'm not really sure, because we've been in these rooms. And then the Siri is British. I was like, Dad, she's British. Like, what happened? Like, I don't remember her being British. But he's like, I think it's funny. She calls it a torch. And I was like, okay, Dad, like, you're delirious. Love you. So, so he and I walked out together today, and he's like, Jenna, I think today's the day, you know, today's the day. And I was like, Daddy, I hope today's the day. Today's the day that she needs to go see Sky Daddy. And, Sky Daddy being my funny way of calling Jesus. And, you know, she needs to go visit her parents and all the puppies, and be in a place that's where she won't be in pain. Like, my mom has been in physical and mental pain forever. Like, my mom's body has been falling apart since she's been like 25. And I always say that the funny joke is, my mom has more metal parts than Iron Man. So don't get near her with a magnet, because bad things could happen. So we're struggling a little bit. And I just wanted to make a quick podcast, you know, less than 10 minutes, just to be like, thank you so much. I have a bazillion people to write back to, and I'm trying to get to everybody. I love and support. The support coming from my community has been top notch, and just everybody telling me their stories and how they get through it and the things that they've done. And, you know, please keep it coming, because everybody says, well, what can I do for you? And the best thing that you can do for me is keep normalcy. And normalcy for me is being able to talk about normal things and puppies and send me memes and funny pictures, because I need that normalcy. And normalcy for me is just still like communicating and laughing and being, keeping some kind of routine with coaching and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. So it's rough. And anybody who's lost a parent, lost a child, lost a dog, lost a grandparent, lost a frog, or whatever you lost, it effing sucks. There's no way around it. And that deserves an F-bomb, because there is no way to fix it. No way to fix it. And truly, when it's my dad's turn, I'm going to be devastated. Devastated. So, yeah. So that's what's going on. And I just wanted to make a little podcast to thank everybody for all the love and support. Mom is still here, still hanging in there, extremely medicated. She is not in pain. She is not aware of what's going on. the hospice nurses and staff and doctors have been taking fantastic care of her. So everybody in the hospice care system here where we are, top-notch care. Thank you so much. Truly taking care of us. They know that I like to eat healthy and they've been bringing me food on the sly. And today they're like, oh, we made this. It's like low salt and low this and low. And I was like, oh my gosh, everything's brown. But I ate it. I ate it because I was so hungry. I've been there like for like 6-7 hours and I didn't bring my food. I truly left my food in the refrigerator because I'm an idiot. I just left in a blaze of glory. So thank you everybody for being amazing. I love you all. And once again, it's just who I am as a person, who I am as a coach, being real, raw, and transparent. And this is it. You know, I will laugh with you. I will cry with you. I will tell you what's going on in my life, because if somebody can learn from my stories and somebody can like just see what it's like, that not every day is sunshine, rainbows, and farting butterflies. Like, it's not. Like, this sucks. And this is real and raw and hard. So hopefully all is well. I'll keep you posted. And if you have any tips, advice, and know of a good therapist, because girl, your sister needs one. I love you all. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch up with you soon. Mwah. Bye.